Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, the season for pumpkin pie is fast approaching. I'm not your house. Is a pumpkin pie one of those things that you have to have for Thanksgiving and maybe not so much the rest of the year? It's just sort of a special thing, or is it one that you enjoy all year long? Chris is sitting here shaking his head. Yeah, he's expecting mom. He's expecting pumpkin pie or grandma. Somebody's going to make pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving. And then the second thing that got me thinking about this is that I was in a group last week, and somebody said, I had the most delicious, I said to the hostess, pumpkin pie. And she said, oh, it's not pumpkin, it's sweet potatoes. So it got me to thinking about pumpkin, squash, and sweet potatoes. What do they have in common? What might be some of the differences? Well, obviously, if you look at the mashed or you look at the inside of any one of those, they are somewhere from pretty deep yellow to orange color. So you have color in common. They also all grow. Two of them grow on a vine. One of them grows under the ground. So there is a difference. But in terms of the color, that also indicates to you some of the similarities in nutritional value, because foods that are deep yellow to a deep orange color all are very high in vitamin A and usually quite high in vitamin C and vitamin D, or excuse me, vitamin E, not D. And for instance, in vitamin A cup of squash, you may not always eat that much, but just to tell you about that, a cup of squash at about 94 calories gives you 160% of all the vitamin A that you need in a day. And of course, vitamin A is one of those things that stays in your body, so it's a really good source of vitamin A. The others would be somewhat similar, very high amounts of vitamin A. Again, talking about the squash, that one cup would give you half of the vitamin C that you need in a day. And 94 calories, about 100 calories, you know, that's about what we think of a size of an apple. 100 calories is also advertised. You know, we can now buy all those little snack things that are 100 calories. So, you know, for a cup of squash, you get 100 calories. Pumpkin, actually a little lower in calories. Sweet potatoes, a little higher. And that shouldn't be a surprise if we think about the name sweet potatoes, because they are higher in carbohydrates, and part of that being sugar, the sweetness. And here, I'm not talking about the canned variety at this point of any of these, but the kind that you would have to cook. Now, there's similarities, of course, to the canned. Why would you want to substitute one of those for the other, sweet potato, squash, or pumpkin? Well, it might depend on what your recipe is for. It might depend on how much work you want to do, might depend on availability, might depend on cost. You know, there are lots of considerations of why you might consider substituting squash for pumpkin, for instance, or sweet potatoes for squash and so on. And start out talking about pumpkin pie, and I think for pumpkin, we often think of pumpkin as being used for desserts of one kind or another. The pie, Family Crisis Support Network friends and volunteers just finished making about almost 400 pumpkin rolls, and so there's some pumpkin in the cake part of that. Lots of other recipes, pumpkin dump cake, pumpkin cookies, bars, and so on. We often think of pumpkin in dessert. But pumpkin could be made into pie. It could be part of a casserole, as well as the squash and the sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes, now when I was growing up, they were always canned, and they were always put in the oven with the topping of brown sugar and marshmallows. That was all that I knew about sweet potatoes when I was growing up. Well, sweet potatoes also have great variety. Just being baked, like white potatoes baked in the oven, baked in your microwave, wonderful source of nutrition. And they, of course, as I said, are a little higher in calories than the squash or the pumpkin, and a little higher actually than white potatoes, but again have all this benefit of all the nutritional value as well as the flavor. And sweet potatoes, I think, have kind of come into their own, not just for Thanksgiving, but what do you see on nearly every restaurant menu anymore? French fried sweet potatoes. No, we're kind of doing the sweet potatoes a bit of service, but I must say they really do taste good. And it's made fans of sweet potatoes, I think, out of a lot of people. Sweet potatoes are also great, just cooked and sliced and put into various kinds of casseroles, combined with nuts, with cranberries, with just all sorts of possibilities. Also can just be in chunks, same with squash and pumpkin, actually, once they're cooked, mixed into actually a salad kind of thing with other salad ingredients. So the possibilities of what you can do with any of these, pumpkin, squash, and sweet potatoes, just is almost unending. Soup is one of the things that was fairly new to my experience in the last few years, and I found that I really like the squash and apple soup, and apples are a great combination with any of these three also. And you can add meat to these casseroles or various kinds of dishes as well. And it can be in chunks, but usually it's mashed, pureed, so on to make a thicker kind of soup. I've also had pumpkin soup with some additional spices, herbs, not necessarily the sweet spices, not necessarily, I always think of nutmeg and cinnamon, the things that you put with pumpkin, cloves, and so on, but other spices and herbs might be used to flavor a pumpkin soup, or a squash soup, or even a sweet potato soup. Again, thinking about how you might want to interchange those. If you'd like to be a bit creative, that's one of the things that you might like to try. We talked about availability. A couple of years ago, pumpkin was very scarce. You could hardly find pumpkin on the shelf if you wanted to go buy a can of pumpkin. And so for some people, that they started looking around to say, okay, what else can I use? So availability can be a factor in which one of these you might want to use. What about cost? Okay, we often have sale on some of those when they are most available. You can get them at a very low or much lower price, so you might want to think about that as a way of substituting. But usually you don't buy canned squash. You can buy, of course, canned sweet potatoes, and then you don't have to do the cooking, the peeling and the cooking. I think the peeling is kind of the factor in terms of time, and if you really want to peel pumpkin and squash and sweet potatoes, you need to think about that time that you would put into it. Also, the amount of cooking, because if you buy a can of some of those, as I said, those are they're cooked and ready to use in chunks if it, in the case of sweet potatoes, or to mash up. And this pumpkin's already mashed up. So what kind of processes do you need to do after you make your choice? But whatever your choice, each one of those is really good for us and comes out with just things that taste good to us and can be a treat in almost any part of the meal. So take a look at whether you would like to substitute sweet potatoes or squash for pumpkin, or vice versa. They're all interchangeable with just a little bit of perhaps tweaking. So enjoy whichever your choice is. Enjoy those and now and throughout the rest of the year and into the new year. Until next time, here's a thought. From the seeds of our mistakes, grow the fruits of wisdom and good judgment.